This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of Between the Keys featuring Jed Distler. To learn more about Steinway & Sons, maker of handcrafted pianos since 1853, visit www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence of the Classical Network, and welcome again to Between the Keys. I'm so happy you could join me this week. When I put pieces of music together, either for a recital program or for this show even, I kind of instinctively mix and match selections at first. Usually a unifying element or a theme starts to make itself felt, and then the selection process becomes a little bit more focused. All of the pieces that we're going to hear on this episode share qualities that one might describe as monumental or declamatory, some in a very big way, while other pieces are declamatory in a much more restrained manner and make their points through quiet yet persistent repetition. The words monumental and declamatory perfectly describe Aaron Copland's Variations for Piano. I love this piece. It's very compact. There's no padding in the piano writing whatsoever. There's not one wasted note. And every gesture really, really means something. We're going to hear Copland's Variations played by a pianist who I think conveys tremendous concentration and integrity. It's Gilbert Kalish. Thank you. Gilbert Kalish performing Aaron Copland's 1930 piano variations. Now, in contrast to this very tightly constructed work, the Fantasia, Opus 77 of Beethoven, is almost like a written-out improvisation, and some commentators say that this piece represents what one of Beethoven's improvisatory flights of fancy must have sounded like. You have to remember that Beethoven was famous for his improvisations, and that's what audiences came to hear him do. Unfortunately, recording machines did not exist in Beethoven's time, but we can hear Ursula Oppens play Beethoven's Fantasia. Now, she can improvise. She doesn't improvise with Beethoven's notes, of course, but she does bring a really improvisatory and spontaneous quality to her performance that I really dig. Ursula Oppens, Beethoven's Fantasia.
Thank you.
Music of Beethoven, the Fantasia, Opus 77, with pianist Ursula Oppens. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence of the Classical Network, and you're listening to Between the Keys. We are exploring music that is monumental, declamatory, and persistent, just like the work that we're about to hear, Schubert's C minor impromptu. It's also a piece of music that has incredible tenderness and lyricism as well. The performance that I'm going to share with you now by pianist Arthur Schnabel, I think is one of the greatest Schubert interpretations I know. Schubert achieves this complex yet very clear fusion of dramatic intensity and lyrical repose. Let's listen together to Arthur Schnabel playing Schubert. Thank you. The C minor impromptu of Schubert from the Four Impromptus, Deutsch number 899, also known as Opus 90, performed by Arthur Schnabel in a 1950 recording. As we were listening to this piece, did you notice the almost obsessive quality of the repeated notes? It's a gesture that Schubert uses quite a lot, that kind of underpinning. Now, what about notes that persistently repeat, yet in a much more restrained and quieter way? I'd like to play two short pieces back to back. One is Chopin's B minor prelude, played very slowly by Sviatoslav Richter. And that will go right into a piece by Andrew Shapiro called Quiet Kissing. And we'll hear that played by the composer.
Thank you.
That was Quiet Kissing, a piece by Andrew Shapiro, performed by the composer. And before that was Chopin's B minor prelude from Opus 28 with pianist Sviatoslav Richter. Getting back to our monumental and declamatory theme, the work of Brahms, his ballade in B minor from Opus 10, played by Kevin Robert Orr. Pianist Kevin Robert Orr playing Brahms' Ballade No. 3 in B minor from Opus 10. The German-born British composer and pianist Franz Reisenstein wrote his first piano sonata in 1944. It's a serious and substantial work. The harmonic language kind of reminds me of Hindemith a little bit. Yet Reisenstein's own voice definitely comes through. We're going to hear the third movement in a performance by pianist Kolya Lessing.
Thank you.
pianist Kolya Lessing performing music by Franz Reisenstein, the third movement of his Piano Sonata No. 1, Opus 19. I don't think that you can get more declamatory and more monumental than in the main theme of Rachmaninoff's most famous solo piano piece, at least it used to be his most famous solo piano piece, his Prelude in C sharp minor. Let's hear it performed by a pianist who was one of the composer's close friends and associates, Benno Moiseevich. Benno Moiseevich playing Rachmaninoff's C sharp minor prelude. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence of the Classical Network. Thank you so much for listening. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org.